By the way, we're joined by a fellow Cajun, Carlo Broussard. Are you with us this morning?
I am.
There he is.
Say, como se va, Father?
Carlo, como se va?
Yeah, ça va bien, chef.
Well, great. Carlo, where you're at now? I know you're at Catholic Answers, but you live in where?
I'm in Southern California, man, near San Diego.
California.
But I tell you what, hearing all this Bayou Catholic Cajun stuff is making me miss home, man.
Oh, that's right. You call that mal de pays. Mal de pays is homesick.
That's right. Amen to that.
Yeah, well, listen, get some boats from Southern California. San Diego's got a lot of boats. Just
yes.
Kind of put it on the trailer and head this way. You know, and we'll show them how to do it.
Man, might be some different kind of boat, you know.
Well, we're going to open the bridges now. The state's going to open the bridges. So we'll get
there
those big
go.
Tall boats through there.
That's right. That's right.
That's beautiful. Well, I love this reunion with you guys. Real quick, like one more time. Gabby, you're going to put this link on Facebook, maybe?
Well, it's going to be on our events calendar.
Okay.
It's already on our events on our website. So you can go to ccradio.live under the events, and it's already there. All the information to get your boat registered, everything that Father Champagne has sent me is on there. So
good.
It's all there, Father.
And listen, Jeff, you and Gabby can get in a boat. Come on down. We'll make a space for you in the procession.
I would love that. I would love that. Wouldn't that be cool?
I think you'll need to do that. And then you'll have to just go live and just tell the event live. That'd be awesome.
Wow.
Okay. Twist that arm now, because we're going to talk to the boss about that, really.
There you go.
Well, Father Champagne, before we wrap up and leave, could you please offer us a blessing?
Certainly. May Almighty God bless you and keep you. May he let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he send you his spirit to enlighten you and to strengthen you. May he look upon you with his kindness. May he grant you peace. Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Carlo, you received that?
I sure did. Thank you, Father.
Carlo got it through the airways.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, listen, Carlo, God bless you and all the great work you're doing there with the Catholic apologists. Keep it going.
Thank you,
and
Father.
Thank you, Catholic Radio.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Thanks,
anytime.
Father.
You got an open mic here. All right, Carlo, don't go anywhere. We're going to be back to visit with you. We're going to take a...
Never too early to send your events. So, do it. And you can send as many as you want. I have some people who send like 5 at a time, so it's no big deal.
Bring it.
So, bring it on. I like a challenge, so.
Yeah, and Carlo, we know that Gabby cannot keep a secret. She's going to share it with everybody. It is 12 minutes till 8 o'clock. The Cajun apologist, Carlo Broussard, joining us again. It's Tuesday morning. We've been, and Gabby reminded me, since May, we've been visiting with you on Tuesday. So it's great to have you along again.
Oh, it's great to be on with you guys.
So, let's see, where did we leave off last week? It's almost like one of those serials that they used to have in the movies. When we last left you, you know.
Yeah, that's right. So we're on chapter 9 in my book, Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. And it's basically dealing with a particular version of the problem of evil. So previously we were talking about the intellectual problem of evil, right?
Okay. Yes.
Where
yes.
It's for sort of the intellectually oriented person for whom it's an intellectual puzzle. But this chapter, we're dealing with the person for whom the problem of evil is not necessarily an intellectual puzzle. They're not interested in philosophical arguments. They're simply just in the darkness and in the midst of suffering. They want the pain to go away. They want to at least find some meaning and purpose, right?
Yeah.
And we want to try and help that person. And even though this is an unbeliever we're talking to and we haven't demonstrated the truth of Christianity yet, we want to at least share with this person that there is a light that Christianity can shine within the midst of the darkness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And keep one from being entrapped in the death grip of despair and depression. So what I do in the book is I point out 3 strategies. And our first strategy, guys, is that we can share with our friend that Christianity teaches that for those who love and believe in Jesus, all suffering will eventually end. And they will be compensated with great rewards in the eternal life of heaven.
Mm.
So we have to share with them this Christian promise of eternal life. So, for example, Jesus in Matthew 5:4 in the Beatitudes, happy are those who mourn, for they shall be consoled. So Jesus promises that suffering will end.
Yes.
St. Paul writes in Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. St. Peter in 1 Peter 5:10 says that after we suffer, Christ will restore us, he will support us, he will strengthen us, he will establish us. And then, of course, St. John in his revelation, Revelation 21:1-4, when he's talking about the new heaven and new earth, guys, St. John says that God will wipe away every tear. There will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, and no more pain. So Christianity sheds light in the midst of the darkness in as much as it shows, it throws open the dark door of time of the future and showing that there is a destiny, an eternal life of perfect, definitive, supreme happiness that will compensate us for any suffering that we have in this life.
Wow.
And that can give a person who is suffering hope in the midst of if I endure in faithful friendship with Christ, all of my suffering will be redeemed and will be brought to an end. So this allows the person to see that although my suffering is tragic, and we don't want to trivialize anybody's suffering in any way.
Yes.
It is tragic. It is hard. But guess what? From a Christian perspective, it's not ultimately tragic because we know it will be redeemed, and ultimately in our bodily resurrection, where we get our bodies back and experiencing glory and incorruptibility as modeled off of the resurrected body of Jesus Christ. So that's our first strategy. All suffering will come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
There is a reward of eternal life that will compensate us and offset and outweigh any suffering we experience in this life.
All right.
Now, there's a couple of other important things to point out about the Christian teaching of suffering, guys.
Okay.
Jeff and Gabby, I'm sure you know this, but Christianity teaches that suffering, when offered to God out of love of Jesus Christ, can actually be a means of obtaining eternal life for ourselves. Mm-hmm. St. Paul says in Romans 8:17, if only we suffer with him, so also we may be glorified with him. So it's a part of Christian teaching that our suffering can help us obtain eternal life. Now you might ask, well, how is that? You know, how does that do that? How does suffering contribute to our happiness? Yeah, you know, and it's ironic because what this Christian teaching says is that suffering can be a means by which we achieve our ultimate happiness. And that sounds absurd, right?
It does.
But here's how it can happen. First, as I point out in the book, I give 5 ways, but I'll just have to sketch them here because I'm running out of time. But suffering can preserve us from certain things that keep us out of heaven, such as self-centeredness.
Yes.
And this is how St. Paul sees the thorn in his flesh in 2 Corinthians 12:7. He sees it as keeping him from becoming conceited, right? Mm. Secondly, suffering produces within us a character that is fitting for heaven. St. Paul talks about this in Romans 5, how suffering produces endurance, character, hope. James in James 1:2-4 says that our trials produce steadfastness,
mm-hmm.
which leads to our perfection and completion. Also, suffering can widen our capacity for love. It creates needs within us that can be met by others, and that prepares us for the eternal exchange of love in heaven. And St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4:17, for this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. And then finally, guys, check this out.
Okay.
Suffering can actually be transformed into a form of worship. Because St. Paul writes in Romans 12 that he urges us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And that this is our true and proper worship. So our suffering can be a form of worship of God. And if a form of worship of God, well, then guess what? It's love of God. And if love of God, well, then salvation. So suffering can contribute to our own eternal life. And then finally, in strategy 3, guys, check this out. Our suffering, when offered to God out of love through Jesus Christ, can also help others obtain eternal life.
Oh, sweet. That's beautiful.
So I might ask my unbelieving friend, and I'll ask you guys, is it heroic for soldiers to sacrifice themselves in battle for the freedom of others?
Well, I would say yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now, I would ask you, wouldn't it be great if you could be a hero and make a sacrifice for others to have freedom?
Ouch.
Yeah, yes. Everybody wants to be a part of a noble cause, yes. Sacrifice themselves for a noble cause. Well, here's what Christianity says. Christianity says that you can make a difference in your life by offering your sacrifices in union with Christ for others to set them free from the death grip of sin, despair, and suffering, to merit graces to be poured out upon them and lead them to their own salvation. And this is exactly how St. Paul sees his own suffering. In 2 Corinthians 1:6, if we are afflicted, he says, it's for your comfort and salvation. In Colossians 1:24, he says, I rejoice in my sufferings. Why? Because in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the church. St. Paul sees his own suffering as a way of helping others obtain eternal life. Now, how this works is a great mystery, but that it works is a part of Christian revelation.
Wow.
And Jeff and Gabby, that's at least some light that can be shed in the darkness of suffering. And I guarantee you, a little bit of light is better than none at all.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's sort of like oatmeal's better than no meal, right? I didn't mean to make light of that because, this comes to fruit when you have children or grandchildren. You would give your life so they could have eternal life. You know, just so
that's right. We're able. Suffering provides us the opportunity to emulate Jesus Christ and laying down our lives for the salvation of souls.
Amen. Thank you, Carlo Broussard. Where can we get the book?
Shop.catholic.com. And thank you, Jeff and Gabby. God bless you both.
Oh, God bless you, my friend. Wow. Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. Carlo Broussard, what a joy to have you with us.